Another key area in information policy is the role of discourse. Words are quite important. So, for example, we can look at the idea of access to information, which is what our legislation talks about, or freedom of information, which is what the U.S. has, versus a right to information. And then we could also throw in another term of a right to expression. These different terms don't mean the same thing. Access to information, from a discursive standpoint, is narrower than freedom of information. We see this in many other areas as well. For example, we look at the idea of copyright, which is a very English approach to the idea, versus the rights of authors, or more specifically in French, droit d'auteur. We also see differences between ideas of intellectual property versus, say, copyrights and patents, with intellectual property drawing connotations of earlier, more tangible forms of property. Next week in particular, we'll focus on discourse quite heavily, looking at the idea of the information society, or post-industrial society, the digital economy, and in particular how discourse helps to shape these narratives. Finally, it's important to note that discourse has a reflexive relationship with policy. It's used to frame policy, and policy also shapes discourse. So, for example, in Canada, if you go back to the 1990s, there's an important policy document around building the information society. That term has fallen out of favor with the federal government, with more recent discourse focusing on the digital economy. There's an important difference here between an information society and a digital economy. The latter speaks to a rather narrow conception and a highly economic focus of where policy should be emphasized.